Good morning. I think some of the songs have been translated, but not all of them. But this was a song of deep significance and a little bit connected with today's Murali. And the song was telling us that it's a long journey, the destination is far, and so be careful how you walk and keep moving. That's just one line, but you can get the feeling of what it must have been like. So today's Murali, as you see every Avyakt Murali from that early period right the way through to the mid-90s, was very, very deep and shared many, many beautiful aspects. From the mid-90s, then we started having meetings in Shantivan, and the group became 15,000, 20,000, and it became a mixed group, very new, very old, and so the tone of Baba's Muralis changed considerably, and gradually through until mid 2000. But we were seeing the changes even then, but from mid-2000, of course, we've seen a big, big change. And now, if Baba comes and just gives Srishti for a moment, that's bonus. We can't expect anything anymore. But yes, Baba's still satisfying us and coming to meet us. In this particular Murali, Baba's focused on two aspects, and all of you know that image, the image of the mountain, and the mountain being lifted only when everybody gave their finger of cooperation. Bharatvasis are very familiar with that image. Krishna and all the others with Krishna, but those not from Bharat in this birth also know that image, I think, the mountain being lifted when everyone's finger, little finger of cooperation was given. And so Baba's saying that there are two things that really make a soul come close to God and finally actually even become like the Father, Bab Saman. And those two things are love and cooperation. And in a sense, the very first step is the step of love. And if you think back to how you began, maybe it was the love of the family, maybe it was the love for knowledge, maybe it was the love for silence, but there was something that touched you and you experienced. Maybe it was God's love right from the very beginning. For some, it has been that they immediately felt God's presence and God's love. So whatever it is, but it was some experience of love and attainment. And that made you keep coming back to Baba's house. A little center, a big center, doesn't matter, but that's what kept you coming. And when did you start cooperating? Giving a little finger of cooperation, whether it was with your time, your skills, your talents, your money, your energy, whatever it is that you did. It happened because there was some attainment and you decided that you want to support Baba's work and you want to give something in return. And of course we can never give Baba the return. This is why throughout the cycle, God is who He is and we are who we are. But there's a sense that there's something I would like to do for Baba, for Baba's house, for Baba's service. And so love, and that inspires cooperation. And then if you look at the picture of the eight powers, you see the whole circle, and you know what the eight powers are: the ability to pack up, to merge, introversion, all these things. But the last, if you start with the first one, which is introversion, go inside, the tortoise, the image of the tortoise. If you start there, and that is the starting point, you can't go anywhere without that first step of introversion, going inwards. While the vision is focused out there, no tolerance capacity, no discernment capacity, nothing happens. But I go inwards, and gradually I develop the different powers. For everyone, not just for one or two, but everyone can have all of those powers. Whether you had them before you came to Baba or not, doesn't matter. Everyone can develop all the powers. And the last one that you come to is the power to cooperate. And it's a reality. On one side, cooperation makes everything become very easy and natural. And yet on the other side, we see resistance to giving and taking cooperation. And so what is it that's blocking cooperation? You know, at Lokic work, the same thing happens in the Brahmin family. Sanskars are sanskars, at Lokic or in the Alokic. And in the Alokic we begin to recognize things and start changing things, hopefully. In the Lokic we say, well, that's who I am, you have to live with it. But if I say that in the Brahmin family, how far have I moved? But some still say that. Well, accept me as I am. You don't want me, fine. I'm not going to change. But then at some point the conscience kicks in and you realize that you came to Baba for transformation. And so if I'm stuck where I am and I stay there, well, what is my future? And so am I ready to change? That's the big question. And the big change that's needed for cooperation, I have to learn to let go of my ego. While I'm holding on to my ego and my Lokic skills, Lokic identity, Lokic sanskars, it's difficult for me to have the humility to recognize that somebody can actually help me and take their cooperation. And certainly, I won't even think about offering them my cooperation. I'll say, why should I? And so, Baba's come to make us change. But Baba can only change me if I want to change. Otherwise, Baba also steps away and says, I've explained with love, I've explained with scolding. Baba's mentioned that today. Even the scolding that Baba gives us is out of love, because Baba wants us to change. So whether it's with love, whether it's with scolding, and then still the child says, this is who I am, this is how I am, I'm going to stay here. Baba also has to step away and be the detached observer. And then, how does the soul change? The soul changes through suffering. At some point, whether it's drama, situations, people, something comes and I have to change. I can't hang on to what I was anymore. And that moment, I don't know whether it comes sooner or it comes later, but it comes. There comes a moment. But it comes with suffering. Whether the suffering is still in the physical dimension or the suffering is in the subtle region with Baba, no longer my beloved Baba, but Baba, the Ramraj, it has to come, but that's what brings the change then. So today Baba was talking about maintaining the two sides of the swing. If you have a swing, it's got two ropes, and one is love, the other is cooperation. If I'm maintaining that feeling of love, cooperation becomes natural and easy, giving and taking. And where the rope of love frays, never mind even breaking, but when it begins to fray, that doesn't work anymore. And my ego tells me, I can do it myself. And I realize at some point, I can't. I need support and cooperation. And so, where am I at now? How far have I moved on this journey? The other thing that Baba's mentioned in a lot of detail is how situations change if you're not receiving anything from Baba, if the vessel becomes empty and there's discontent. And of course then, how can you give and take cooperation or anything? But contentment comes first and cooperation comes next. It's not that cooperation brings me contentment. Contentment is totally my own inner state of being. It's nothing to do with anyone outside. Situations, sanskaras, it's all out there. But my own inner state of contentment comes through attainment. And if I'm not content, I'm here as Sangam Yug, Diamond Age, when everything is possible. We say the word drama once the period of effort is past. We don't say drama first, we say drama at the end. And so at the moment, Baba's offering me still a chance to be one of the eight jewels. And maybe I think, well, that's pretty high. Okay, then Baba says, okay, choose, 108. Victory? Well, I'm not seeing much victory. Okay, never mind, choose 16,108. That's 1,000. 16,000 is a big number. So surely I can at least make it to that. But even that needs love and cooperation. If I'm not even able to be part of that experience of love and cooperation, even 16,000 becomes out of reach. So how come I'm not content when I can literally do whatever it is I choose to do on the inner level? And then the inner level will determine what choices are open to me on the external level. Drama has its own way of ensuring that the right soul is there at the right time in the right way to do the right thing. If I look back on history, out of all the dadis, the one least expected to come abroad was Dadi Janki, because I knew her health. I had seen her nearly leave the body in the 60s, and then through the rest of the 60s, again and again, serious illness. And 71, I saw her again, nearly leave. And yet at the same time, she was getting her passport made. We were in Ahmedabad, and Hasmukh Bhai, the first brother in Gujarat who became a pillar for Gujarat, he came in Sakhar Baba's days and took a lot of loving sustenance from Baba. Ahmedabad to Abu, now we think it's a very short journey. In those days it seemed very long, but he would come every weekend. He would finish his work Friday, come to Abu, spend the weekend, go back. So he, just a couple of years before Baba left, but he really took benefit from that last period. So Hasmukh Bhai is telling me, I'm going to get Daddy's passport. I say, Dadi, Dadi Janki, have I understood correctly? And he said, yes. I said, but Dadi's not well. And he said, well, I've been told to get a passport ready. So at that point, I remember there was even actually one Avyakt Murali that Baba spoke, in which Baba said to Dadi, you are the chancellor who gives others a chance. So giving others a chance meant, then Baba explained, you be the backbone and send others abroad. Even though it was Dadi Janki's connections everywhere abroad, that was the message at that time. And then, of course, once Dadi came here, it was absolutely clear that it wouldn't have been possible for literally any other Dadi to manage the way that Dadi Janki did. Histories and stories, and many of you are part of that history, and so you know nobody else could have done what she did. So Baba puts the right soul in the right place at the right time, even though some people may think impossible. And I thought Dadi coming abroad was impossible. Nowadays people are asking me, we've had a few people write and say, is Dadi coming in January? And I say, I haven't heard. Who's telling you? I don't know. And then it begins to plant the seed in my mind, well, maybe she can come. But on a logic level, on an external level, I'd say, no, Dadi's not coming in January. But who knows? Let's see how our yoga goes, and maybe we pull her in April. But let's wait and see. That's not a promise. And so if I create the right consciousness, and absolutely the right consciousness means, part of it means contentment inside. And so how come the vessel gets empty and the container isn't full? Baba said it's carelessness, because Baba's giving me all opportunity, all treasures, and I'm not taking them. And so what is it that creates carelessness? And there could be many things, but one answer that comes to me is our comfort zone. The second answer comes priorities. My comfort zone? Well, you know, I'm okay to get up at 5 o'clock, but to get up at 3:45 is still 3-something. 3 is the middle of the night. How can I do that? 5 o'clock is okay, that's morning. 3-something? I can't do that. And so I say, okay, this is what I'm comfortable with. Baba, that's okay, isn't it? I'm still getting up from early. And so I negotiate with Baba. We do that in bhakti all the time. I will do this if you give me this. And so in gyan sometimes we negotiate. Baba, I've got too much work. And so let me get the work done. And it's okay, I need to have proper rest. Then my head will be clear. If I don't have proper rest, my head gets a bit heavy and I'm not able to do things. So I create a certain comfort zone, which actually is carelessness. There are 5 things that help us in Brahman life, and you know them. But it's interesting just to number them off and to see where I am with each one of these. One, of course, is Amrit Vela. The next is Murali. The next, and Murali not sitting with a cup of tea and comfortably in an armchair, my legs stretched out, and I'm hearing the Murali, or I'm listening to the Murali on the webcast. Am I a student? Am I alert? Am I 100% focused on the Murali? So, the Murali. Third is traffic control. The fourth is evening meditation. And the fifth is food and drink. Am I offering bhog to Baba? And if I'm not offering bhog, am I at least able to remember Baba accurately. And if I'm feeding myself, how long does it take to be able to feed Baba or offer to Baba? I'm not feeding Baba, but I'm offering to Baba and giving him thanks. So if I have time to eat, how come I don't have time to offer pork? So, and truly, keeping track of these five very basic, simple things, I can see where it is that carelessness has stepped in. And I'm not even talking about deep, subtle checking. These are not deep, subtle checking things. These are very external checkings of principles. And so, if I've been careless in these things, then I'm missing out. I'm not able to take what Baba's giving me. I'm not able to fill myself. And so my comfort zone comes in, and my justification comes in. I will justify to myself and to Baba, oh this, oh this, oh this, oh this. So what is my priority? Somebody said to me, my priority is Baba. I said to them, what time do you wake up in the morning? And she said, not somebody in London or the UK, she's not in the UK. She was going through a very hard time at work, so she was in a bad state. And I said, well, what is your priority? And she said, oh, it's Baba. What time did you get up today? 7:30 a.m. There's too much pressure at work. And I understand, I really understand the pressures at work today and not the pressures they used to be earlier. That's a fact, it's a reality. But if I make Baba my priority, Baba's help becomes available for me to carry me through other things. And that's whether it's lokic work or whether it's alokic work. The alokic work I can do in half an hour if I've had a good connection with Baba is more valuable than an hour and a half without Baba. And so, what are my priorities? And if I've got my priorities a bit mixed up, because my responsibility is this. Baba is saying, if you put me first, I'll help you with your responsibilities. And I think everybody's experienced that. Baba can help me with all my responsibilities. One other thing about the empty container. Baba used to say in terms of faith that when there's a little doubt that comes in, and okay, so I believe in Gyan, I believe in Baba, all of those things, but two things at the present time that cause doubts. One is where Baba's coming, whether it's every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, Baba's still coming. And we say, that was Sadi Gulzar, that wasn't Baba. Well, fine, if that's what you want to believe, it's your choice. But it means that the attainment I could take even today from Baba's Srishti, from Baba's words, the little hole gets bigger and bigger, and that takes away whatever it is I could take today. But it also then, once the hole is there, you can't say, okay, well, I'm going to stop the hole here. But the hole is a hole, and so other attainment also drains away. The other doubt that comes is doubts in the family. I don't know how they're a Brahmin. How can they manage it? No, all the criticism and judgments that get passed in Brahmin life. And I think that I'm being clever. I notice things that others don't notice. But it's creating a lot of waste thoughts in me. And waste thoughts and attainment don't go together. Look back and you'll see that once waste thoughts begin, happiness goes. Pure thoughts begin, elevated thoughts begin, happiness comes. Yes, there are situations I need to sort out, but first let me come back and sit on my throne. And my throne is a throne of purity and love and truth. As I sit on that throne, then, yes, with that power, Baba's power, I can look at the situation and try and resolve it. But if I'm not sitting on that throne, I can't be an instrument to resolve anything. And so I say, too many things to do, too many complications to sort out, well fine, live with them. But if I say, I have to sit on my throne, then I'll be able to sort things out, then they do get sorted out. So, very interesting, Murali, and as usual, lots of food for thought, and experiment and imagine. These are Murali's from 83, and some of us heard them, and we still haven't done it. Some of you came later, so you still have first chance, but really it's very, very clear picture that Baba has given us yet again about why things aren't as we wish them to be internally and externally. I'm going to finish now because many of you were not here yesterday because it was meant for the UK. Some of those from the UK are still here, but that's okay. Daddy recorded a message for the UK, but London is part of the UK, so we thought that we'd give you an opportunity to hear that. And secondly, also, there's a very short video of Jagadamba Bhavan, Pune, so it's quite an interesting one, so we'll let you see that. And after that, we have a brother from Madhuban, Bhanubhai, and he'll come and share a song. And good news, you've been hearing about it, but each time it's a step further, and so GRC project is beginning to move, and we now have a Baba's box for GRC project in Baba's room. So with everybody's finger of cooperation, the whole big mammoth task will happen very smoothly.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Gentlemen, kal Friday na Shukravar when aap sabhi ko bula rahi ho UK walon ko.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Gentlemen, tomorrow is Friday. Daddy recorded the message earlier. And we invited the UK family there.
Om Shanti. Gentlemen, kal Friday na Shukravar when aap sabhi ko bula rahi ho UK walon ko. UK walon ko. Bahut acha. Sabhi ko Brahma Bhojan khilana,
very good.
Bachcho ko sara dikhana, kyunki hum to Baba ne humko vishesh vivitha karke sabhi ko apna bana ke kitna pyar kiya hai.
Baba sent me abroad, made everyone belong to him and gave everyone so much love.
Aaj bhi Gurdada ji ko
humne bataya sabno
to kaise videsh mein bhi आज देखते हैं जो भी बाबा जहाँ भी मुझे रखा है सभी को बड़े प्यार से यूके फैमिली को आप क्रिसमस शो का दिखा करके
हेलो ओके थैंक यू. I told Gulzar Daddy, you invite everyone for the Christmas show, especially to come and celebrate with the holidays, and so everyone's there going to be watching the play today.
Holiday par achhi tarah se sabko bhojan khilayenge na UK family ko UK sari kam baat hai
You'll be feeding very good food to the whole family. The whole of the UK family will be coming, and that's not a small thing.
Sorry, UK, London.
The whole of UK, then when coming to London, such a beautiful
Shanti
feeling.
Om Shanti, you've been taught. Om Shanti, se kya hota hai?
You've all been taught Om Shanti. What happens through Om Shanti?
Main kaun?
Who am I? Who is mine?
Kaun? Almighty,
the Almighty Authority is my father.
Mera Baap hai, Almighty Authority.
My father is the Almighty Authority.
And the Sukham, kabhi ko nischay buddhi rehne mein sada nischint rahenge.
By having faith in the intellect, you'll always remain carefree.
Achhe karm karenge to achha sukham paayenge.
If you perform
Baba
good actions, you'll experience
Baba
happiness.
Baba ko sikhaya hoga na, behne. Baba hum kisko kehte hai? Parampita Paramatma, Godfather.
You all know who is Baba. Baba is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, God.
Paramatma ko sabhi janma wale Paramatma ko yaad karte hain.
Souls of all religions remember God.
Ko yaad karne se
because by remembering him, what happens?
Karma achhe hote hain.
You perform good actions.
Koi bhi ultra karma aisa na ho, jo maafi maangni pare.
He says, children, do not perform wrong actions that you have to ask for forgiveness.
Nahi, Paramatma Baap itna hum achho ko sikhata hai karma aise karo jo devta karmo se ban jayenge.
God our Father has taught us children so well, perform such good actions that you become deities through your actions.
Sabhi jitna aap achhi seva karenge, अच्छे गुण धारण करेंगे उतना ही तो सदा के लिए खुश रहेंगे औरों के लिए मिसाल बनेंगे क्योंकि जितना परमात्मा के याद में रहेंगे उतना हमारा गुना पर ध्यान रहेगा.
When you do good service and inculcate divine virtues accordingly, you'll remain happy and also become an example for others. The more you stay in God's remembrance, the more attention you will pay to the virtues. And to pay attention to the virtues
means
to pay attention to the virtues means not to take sorrow, not to give sorrow. Always keep everyone happy.
नाराज करना ये ऐसे ऐसे अच्छे से गुण ऐसे धारण करो तो किस्मत में अरे समझे ये किस्मत पहले जो बड़े मनाई है ये बारी किस्मत वंडरफुल है.
Don't get upset with anyone, don't upset anyone. Imbibe such good virtues that through this Christmas show people realize, and of course you would have seen celebrated Christmas many times before, but through this Christmas show, let people realize that you haven't had such a wonderful Christmas show before that has taught so many things.
Andar parwala kya hai? Bhagwan ki yaad bhi rahe. Sara UK wala, UK mana hi hai, United Kingdom.
What is wonderful? Wonderful means when there is God's remembrance. And it's the whole UK
unity
gathering here.
This is not
what does UK mean? It's the place of unity where there's no disunity.
Unity where so power aati hai. Apan mein power aati hai. Paramatma se power milti hai. Aur ek do ko dekh jitna bhi hum khush rahenge, khushi baantenge, utna hi sachi sachi kismat manayenge.
With unity, you develop power in the self and you receive power from God. And seeing one another, the happier you remain and share that happiness, that is truly celebrating Christmas.
ठीक है बहन, मैं तुमको बहुत समय से मैंने याद किया था. कितना समय से लंदन ने लंदन मनाई है. लंदन ने सारे यूके को अपना बना करके कितना सब उसको सुख शांति प्रेम बढ़ रहा है.
I've been remembering you a lot, Jindabin. I spent a long time in London. London made the whole UK belong there and have shared so much happiness, peace and love with everyone.
Happy Christmas karna manaye. Ever happy, healthy, wealthy, wealthy mana chahe. Paisa nahi, wealthy mana. Sarva gura sampan. Sampura nirvikari. कोई भी हमारे में काम नहीं, क्रोध नहीं, कोई लोभ नहीं, मोह नहीं, अहंकार भी नहीं. तो क्या है, परमात्मा खुश, हम भी खुश, सारा संसार भी खुश.
What does it mean to say Happy Christmas? When you say Happy Christmas, it means to be ever healthy, ever wealthy and happy. What does it mean to be wealthy? Not to be having money. But wealthy means to be full with all virtues, completely viceless, not to have any of the egos, lust, anger, greed, attachment or ego. When I'm completely free of all the vices, then God will be happy with me, and you will be happy with yourself, and the world will be happy with you.
So happy Christmas, sabhi ko pyara bhare yaad, aisi dena, Brahma bhojan mein, mujhe bhi yaad karna.
So happy Christmas and give everyone my loving remembrance and also remember me when you're having your Brahma Bhojan and I'll come and have it there with you.
Then itna acha aapne nimantran diya.
You've sent me such a beautiful invitation. My heart's desire is to fly and be there with you. Hansa such that she can get me on the plane any minute and bring me there to be with you.
ठीक है बहन.
Is that okay? Any minute. Daddy can be here with you any minute and wouldn't be surprised if Daddy joins us in January.
क्या करेंगे?
And what are you going to feed everyone?
क्या खिलाएंगे?
Cut a cake.
Pizza karenge.
Get some pizza. What are you going to do?
Acha.
Mince pies.
Ye tumko aata hai.
You know about all of this. How to make them, how to feed everyone them. Open your mouth and I will feed you.
Thank you. Om Shanti.
Acha. Om Shanti.
Acha. Ye kaise khila.
Feeding each one personally. Hope you got your mince pies.
Om Shanti.
Physically, you'll have to wait until Christmas Day. Memorial to Mama Jagadamba and her name Jagadamba Bhavan, the first one in the whole world. Memorial of Mama. The song honoring Mama, the one who has won everyone's hearts. Open air amphitheater, capacity of 3,000 people. Drive straight into the Bhavan, underground car park. Baba's room set up temporarily just while the construction is happening.
Jagadamba se bana sab
front entrance, walking up the staircase, coming into the reception. The back entrance, coming up from the car park, into the reception area. There's a come into the corridor where the main seminar hall is. Their auditorium, capacity of 600, free seating. Mama, the person whose thoughts really higher than the mountains and deeper than the ocean, the one who was always a deep thinker. Delicate than the flowers, sweeter than the seed, to the cute. Several rooms around the seminar hall, as a circular, having rooms around the hall. Residential blocks. How can we thank you for everything that you have done? You have uplifted everyone so much. You so lovingly explained the meaning of all the knowledge that Baba has given us. The aerial view of the Bhavan. Om Shanti. No, it's okay. Hold on, leave it. This is sure. This is a 2-minute video of Daddy actually visiting Pune. I think they went November. Said that 30th November. That was a sudden visit that Daddy made to Pune just to see how everything is going and to encourage everyone. Everyone is doing very good work through your thoughts, words and actions, and we are receiving the fruit and the power of all of that. Using everything in a worthwhile way, your breath, your thoughts, your time, all of it is being used in a worthwhile way. And it's good that Daddy has come here too. Everything is good. A wonder of I, the soul, and God, the Supreme Father. Mama and Baba often used to come from Bombay to Pune. Pune is the place where the treasures of love, the minds of love. When this place is completed, it should be completed by 18th January. And really, seeing this place, I'm experiencing unlimited happiness.
Om Shanti.
The arena of knowledge that is making the whole world dance. was our mother Jagadamba. The one who gave so much love to everyone. Om Shanti.
Look at the world. Children of one father.